Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Us from the rest. Now we're approaching up on stormy weather. Let's see what our love is made of.
Come on.
I heard you were crying last night. Said I should have been by your side. Girl, please, don't you leave me. And girl, don't you say goodbye. Oh, wow. Now we've been through too much together, and we're approaching stormy weather. But girl, you're my first love. Oh. And no matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
My first love. And we don't want to write to the music, but we want to play. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. We're at on the second and fourth Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. So I'm so glad to come before you. The question in your mind, why should I check you out, Dr. Lowe, is because this is a real relationship talk show with no filters. We ain't trying to hold back. We try to share our thoughts. We have awesome co-hosts who join us from time to time. But I want to truly want you to understand that when we share things, it's just something you may just touch your ideal, your thought. It may not be the answer for you. Our recommendation, our thoughts on this is truly, truly coming from our point of view. It becomes personal because we really want to share some things with you. The relationship is important. And Dr. Lowe focuses on the relationship. And we try to focus on giving you the real truth about it, giving you the real thoughts about it. We want to truly, truly offer you as a guru about that. We want to be the real relationship gurus, not just only myself, my co-host as well. Now, you can check out the show by calling in. The call-in number, truly, truly, you have an opportunity to get with us, is 347-857-4192, 347-857-4192, press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can have a chance to share your thoughts. But let me remind you, you also can just listen to the show on WBSW Internet Talk Radio by calling that number in. Once you press one, I'm going to identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, ask you to give me your location. If you choose, you give me your name. I'll be real excited about that. Then I ask you to join in and chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the co-host that join us. Now we're giving them a shout-out in a minute. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have a chance to just listen to the show. If you want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity. You go to @WBSW Internet Talk Radio, @Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, with the number one, at the Dr. Lowe Show. And if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're being broadcast with two vehicles tonight. We're focusing on getting the word out. We're being broadcast through Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama. We partner with them so we can get the word out through their Instagram page. Also, you can check us out on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And definitely, we're being broadcast when I said we have those networks, but we're using Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10, as well as President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. So check those three networks out and those social media sites, and you can be a part of this. So we're broadcasting from time to time. I want to, again, give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated because they're lending their Instagram page, and they're lending a hand to get the word out. They want to be a progressive. They want to be making the move, proactive. They are the most progressive chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity located in Greenville, Alabama. We're going to give a shout-out to those individuals. There are many brothers joining from time to time. Our vice president, who's also a co-host on our Wednesday night show, which is our sports talk show, that is Brother Anthony Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Also joining us as well as a co-host on that Wednesday night, our director of social action is Brother Marvin Lala Smith. Then we also have our radio personality, who's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. You can hear him on 94.1, the Big KB. You can check him out on 93.1. You can check him out on 96.5, or you can check him out on 103, none other than our fraternity brother, known to many as the E-Train Conductor, known as the truly true, the Don King of car racing or drag racing, Don King of all things, none other than Brother Darryl E-Train Elliott of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Those are individuals that we want to give a shout-out to, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. You can check them out. You can go to their page and find out what's going on with that chapter and how they're extending their hands out, just like we're doing on this show. We want to also give a shout-out to our co-hosts. We have three awesome co-hosts, but one of our co-hosts has been really very busy with her team. We'll give a shout-out to Sarita. We want to make sure we give a shout-out to her because she's been working hard trying to make sure things happen. That's Sarita Duncan. She's an author. She's a life coach, and she's also a owner of a semi-professional basketball team, women and men team, called the Montgomery Generals or the River Region Generals, and check them out. See what's going on. They're playing now. They're getting things right. We also want to give a shout-out to an awesome, awesome co-host. This young man is out of Dallas, Texas, in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. He joined us from time to time. He's a relationship coach, a relationship strategist, none other than Pastor, I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt out of Dallas, Texas, as well as standing over the Fort Worth. This is DFW. We also want to give a shout-out to this young lady who's joining us from Oakland, California. I call her, she's the lady that put the boots on the ground, making sure she's out in the community, providing what our homeless, providing our people who are less fortunate, or providing individuals through workshops. And her ministry is Owning My Own Truth, where she accepted who she was, who she is, and whom she is to be able to get the word out. None other than Tina Robinson. So those are the individuals that join me as co-hosts, and hopefully they'll get a chance to call in and talk about this awesome subject tonight. We want to also let you know that we're aired on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, put it on Tumblr, LinkedIn. We try to get it out. We try to post and let you see what's going on so you can check us out. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers, and I'm excited to say this because we got the word last Monday. 24 countries, and our latest countries to join us is Poland, the Netherlands, Dominican Republic. So we're not just focusing here on the United States. We're broadcast out of New York, and it's all over the world. We're glad to have our opportunity to have our radio station banging like I feel like it could be and should be banging. We're also broadcasting Canada, which is north of the borders, and Mexico, which is south of the border. So we're truly excited. It's a blessing. You know, we're up to that 431. I want you to hear that episode. We started off in September of 2017. And when we started off, we focused on sports. And now we have expanded our arms to include relationships, political, economics, educational, social issues that happen, or just plain old life issues. We have a show that called Tell the Truth, where you got a chance to come on and talk about what's going on in your life. We also have a sports show, Talking Real to You. And in that show, that's our Monday night show. That's our real talk show. We talk about real issues in your neighborhood. That's Talking Real to You. That's on Monday night. On Wednesday night, we have our sports show, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. And then we also have the Minister Shannon show that comes on the fourth Thursday. And we have the Love Cafe. But last but not least, Balling with the Doc, once a month on Friday at 3:00. It's so good to come before you. So let's get started with our topic. But before I do, I want to give a shout out and a wave to these individuals. I'm not able to reach my arms over to give a wave to those individuals that are on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith Instagram page. That's Alicia Edwards. I'm sorry, Dr. Edwards. Thank you so much. We have Miss Bush, EDS. Thank you. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have R.K. Mitchell. Thank you for joining us, my brother. Then we also have I.N.K. Credible. That's I.N.Credible _32, a member of Truly as I Look at Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany Davis. You got a birthday coming up very soon, Tiffany. Make sure you enjoy that. That's 29+7. And also joining us is the co-host and also the VP of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. That's Anthony Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Thank you, Brother Stallworth, for joining us. We're going to have an awesome show. It's entitled Relationship. When do you know that your mate is the right one? I can only speak my personal experience. What I speak tonight will be from my heart, strictly my personal experience. Because God has blessed me to have someone in my life that have allowed me to realize I have the right one. God has blessed me. And I want to say and let everybody, got married on the 21st of February. After being divorced and single for 10 years, God blessed me to be able to do that. And the young lady that brings my heart and keeps me lit up all the time is none other than my wife, which is Sarah Riosha Smith. Thank you so much. And she's supporting us right now as Miss Bush EDS. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're really excited about that. When do you know that your mate is the right one? I can take you personally back to one of my line brothers. Matter of fact, two of the line brothers I have was able to make it, well, three was able to make it, but did the ceremony as the aficionado. Brother and a member, and both of these brothers are a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville. We have Pastor Dr. B. Nelson Little, an 83 inductee of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We also have, we call him Dirty Bird, known minister, brother minister Rory L. Kent Sr. But it was something said to me that was so pleasing to my heart about finding the right one. That my line brother said to me, when God bless you with the person that you desire, but that person you're meant to be with, it allows you to grow and be the best you can be for the rest of your life. So finding the right one is not a challenge. It's just putting the work in. Being on task, understanding the most important parts of finding the right one. First of all, we're going to talk about healthy characteristics and traits that you must be able to identify. Too many times individuals are unable to identify healthy traits. You can pick up red flags, but we're talking about healthy traits that are going to allow you to be successful, but allow you to get to know that person because you already have those traits inside of you. Because when you're looking for the right one, you don't look for the external part, you look for the internal part. It's a connection of your heart, your soul, with their heart and soul. Has nothing to do with man. It has to do with our Lord and Savior. He knows you better than a book. So you have to understand the characteristics and traits that are going to help you move in that direction so you can find the right one. One of the characteristics that is so important, and we talk about it on all our shows, and that characteristic is self-love. See, a lot of us have a problem understanding what self-love is. See, you truly have to know, as we talk in our Love Cafe, we break down love in acronyms, and you can just focus on these four things, and you can understand how self-love really works. First of all, the L in the love is about listening. See, if you listen, it's effective communication. I'm telling you. In our Love Cafe, we talked about the O, which is overcoming. The V is valuable, and the E is encouragement in everything. But we talk about self-love. You got to love yourself. You have to look in the mirror and like what you see, because you're not looking at a reflection of just yourself, outer self. You're looking at a reflection of your inner self. If you don't love yourself, you don't love your inner self. So if you understand the characteristic of self-love, you understand that you love yourself inside out. It is not outside in. No matter how beautiful you see yourself as you look in the mirror, if the inner self is painted, it is not in order, you can't love yourself. And it's hard to love someone else. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about healthy characteristics and traits that build a long-lasting relationship, finding the right one. The next thing is honesty. Some people have a problem with honesty, and they had problems for years. My mom always told her, tell the truth. That way you had to tell a lie to cover up what you told before. Trust your own self to be honest, to be straightforward. The next thing is trust. I just said trust yourself to be honest. trust is allowing yourself to understand that I wouldn't do that to that person, so I don't expect them to do it to me. So that requires us to look at the next one, communication. You are all being able to communicate trust, honesty, and love. Communication involves listening, as I said earlier about the Love Cafe, listening first and talking second. See, too many times we want to be the smartest person in the room because we want to show people that I have this degree, I have this post-secondary degree, I have this postgraduate degree, or I have this graduate degree, and I must speak a certain way. Remember, you are a product of your environment. And in your environment and where you were raised, there were fundamental principles that you should never get away from. So, Lord, just to satisfy others, because you're going to be like fish out of the water. So when you're communicating, make sure you listen first and talk second. The next thing we really truly want to focus on in our characteristics and traits to building a long-lasting relationship is commitment. You have to ask yourself, what am I committed to? You don't have to look and search far to find out what you committed to. If you're committed to taking care of your family, that means going to work every day that you are scheduled to go to work, putting in a hard day's work. You're committed to do the best job you can do because you're going to put the effort in. So commitment about putting the effort in when you say you're going to do it. It's something that my dad always shared with his sons, but he shared it with all the other young men he encountered. He said, you can determine what kind of man you will be based on the amount of work you put in. If you put the work in, you will be an awesome man. You can be a provider. You can be a protector. As I talk and share with certain people, especially the young ladies of the world, young the women of the world, they want somebody who can put the work in. We ain't talking about no sex. We talking about putting the work in communicating, putting the work in with trust, putting the work in with honesty, putting the work in with love, putting the work in with the things that gonna make your life so much better. Putting the work in to make your well-being the most positive thing in your life. You might ask and say, what are you talking about, Doc? We're talking about your well-being. See, when you put the work in, you need to focus on your physical, your mental, your emotional. Surely, please spend time on your spiritual and your financial well-being. And no other. Focus on them. Putting the work in by communicating. Being committed. Being trustworthy. Being honest. And understanding what love is and what love does. Because if you love yourself, you can love somebody else. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in the call-in number. Truly, truly have an opportunity to share your thoughts. That's 347-857-4192. When you call in, you press 1, and I'll make sure that when you're ready to share your thoughts, I'll get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell, a telephone number, ask for your location. If you give your name, I'll accept that. Then you can join in the chat with Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the relationship guru. God is so good. The next thing as a trait, a characteristic to building a healthy, long-lasting relationship is connection. I want you to ask yourself, you are in a relationship. Are you connected? I'm not talking about the external. I'm talking about the connection from your inner self. That requires vulnerability, because you can't be connected if you're not allowing someone to get to your inner self. The only person that will be the right one that will get to your inner self, because that's the one God has blessed with that ability to connect you all. Just remember that. The next thing is willingness. Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to make the commitment to take care of your family? Are you willing to work as hard as you can work to be the best you can be? Are you willing to work on yourself when things may look like they're lost? Are you willing to work so you can be the best version of yourself? See, if you're not working on being the best version of yourself, you can't build a long-lasting relationship. Because if you're toxic, your relationship won't be toxic. If you have hatred in your heart, your relationship will have hatred. If you're miserable, your relationship will be miserable. If you haven't healed or went through the healing process, you're not going to function in the manner you should function. So I want you to keep in mind the willingness to work. The next one is a very important one, compromise. See, you don't compromise from the outer self. You compromise from the inner self. Then go back to your internal being. How are you inside? Not how you look outside. So making sure you're willing to compromise to find the right one, even during the dating process, you have to be willing to compromise. You cannot get to know someone till you take time to compromise. So that's what God does for you. He puts you in a position to compromise. He knows what you're made of. He knows what makes you tick. So you have to be able to understand compromise requires you to use effective communication like listen first and talk second. You might have to take a step back. You might want to be headstrong on some things, but you got to remember, compromise requires you to take a step back and say, let me try this because my inner self or my intuition telling me if I don't do what I need to do or compromise, I'm going to lose this opportunity. And you can't say they may not be, they weren't the right one, no. You might not be in the right position at that time. You're going to pass by. Might be the right one, maybe one time sometime. Just remember that. The next thing in our healthy characteristic and trait is consistency. One of the things when many of the individuals text it, I want to say you got an opportunity to type in your comment. You can say amen. You can add your thoughts in there. That's on Facebook or Instagram. You have an opportunity to share and ask questions, whatever you want to do, using this device here or the device we have set up or social media. Consistency. Are you consistent? Ask yourself, are you consistent? Did you start off one way and change? And we have a saying that's in education. We always tell novice teachers, when they get started, start the way you want to finish. Just start off being easy, you might as well finish up being easy. Just start off being persistent and requiring rules and regulations, continue through the process. In a relationship, you start off texting in the morning, good morning, how you doing? You start off calling in the morning, you must consistently do that. You can't let up. You have to keep doing it. Because when you let up, that young lady will come out, or a young man will come out and say they wasn't consistent. Consistency is their problem. Don't let it be yours if you want to have a healthy, long-lasting, successful relationship. Those are some characteristics that I want you to focus on. But we want you to call in and be a part of the show as well. That's 347-857-4192. You'll get an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, but you also get a chance to listen to the show. You have that opportunity as well. Take advantage of that. I would like to see that board light up. When I see the board light up, I know that we can make things happen. Our next focus on the when do you know that your mate is the right one, or when do you know your partner is the right one? Five love languages. We're going to definitely give a citation to Gary Chapman. He has a survey. You can type in Gary Chapman, and he has a survey. You get an opportunity to do a survey to see how you can rank the five love languages. And I'm going to run through the five love languages. And while you're there, why don't you go to your computer and type in Gary Chapman, Chapman. And he has a survey that you can work on to see how you stand. The first love language is, I say the first, this is what I'm just, not an order, but I'm giving this one first. Word of affirmation. Are you a person that requires words of affirmation? Are you a person that requires words of affirmation? You need to hear, you're right, you did a good job. You're so right. You got it going on. God is working with you. You're doing a great thing. Then that's your love language. The next one is quality time. Boy, people take quality time for granted. Quality time is so important. And you don't have to sit there and write a schedule and plan all the biggest things in the world. We always say, the small things are important. And your quality time is just developing saying that date night. Taking the opportunity to go and worship together. Taking the opportunity just to sit in the morning where you have a cup of coffee together and talk. Taking the opportunity to just simply sit on the couch and just love on the person you love, but that's quality time. Taking the opportunity, if you want to go out there and create your garden in your backyard. Quality time not only applies just to you and your mate, but to your children as well. Quality time, they need, no matter how old they are, or how young they are, they need quality time. Don't let nobody talk you out of your child's life because they haven't got become an adult. They need you. They need you. Quality time is important. The next one is receiving gifts. See, I always tell people the best gift I can give you is to tell you that I love you. Because I know God loves me. So I'm very excited to tell you I love you. That's a gift that can be received. However, to package it up, reciprocate it back to me as well. Be willing to give me the gift if that's the way you feel. When you're trying to find the right one and you tell someone, give it a gift to them that I love you. Now, let's not get confused. I love you. Being in love is two different things. I love you. I love you because you're an awesome parent. I love you because you're an awesome person. I love you because you're a nurturing person. I love you because you're a protector. I love you because you're a provider. Now, they can't say those things if you don't show those things. But when you show those things, tell them that's why you love them. But to be in love with you, I have to step into all these things that makes that relationship healthy, like making sure you love yourself, making sure honesty, trust, commitment, communication, connection, willingness, consistency, and compromise. And there's others you can look at. Making sure that being in love with you, these things are definitely in the play. Receiving gifts. Some people love buy me this purse that is $4,000. I'm just using a purse. Or buy me that suit that's worth $3,000, tailor-made. They love those kind of gifts. But truly, are those gifts from your heart? See, we're talking about a love language now. And in that love language, it has to come from your heart and your soul. You might not be, that might not be the number one on your list. It might not be your strength. But all five of them, I mentioned three of them, you will have those in your inner self is what you place as your number one priority. The next one is acts of service. And something I'm going to give a shout out to co-host, he always say, he makes sure he do. He get up on Saturday morning and cook breakfast for his wife. It doesn't matter whether they had a fight, a fuss, or anything. He's going to get up and do that. Because your acts of service is giving back, being willing to do. Yes, we can say we can go out and we can be a part of many organizations where service projects are going on, but your service project ought to be in your home. Your acts of service ought to be in your home with your mate. We're talking about when do you know that your mate is the right one? Is when you understand those four I mentioned about love language. The fifth one, Gary Chapman says physical touch. I'll tell you, that's me. My number one is physical touch. We'll say Mike ain't. But it's not saying all the other ones are not very important and I can do what needs to do to meet them as well. But physical touch, affection, yes. You have to know your love language to find the right one. That don't mean you all have to have the same love language. But you have to be able to know that this is my love language. This is her love language. And we're going to compromise. That is so important. Go back to characteristics and traits to building a healthy relationship. Compromise. So which one is your love language that you put at the top? What percentage? But you have an opportunity. Go to Gary Chapman. You can type in Gary Chapman, five love language. Has a survey. Do your survey. You and your mate, do a survey together. Talk about the survey. Communication, effective communication now. Then once you see what is your strength and what's considered to be something you need to work on, put the work in. Don't be afraid. Because they're the right one. You put the work in. God is blessing you. I keep saying he knows you better than you know yourself. We're going to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson out at McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much. Your niece Stephanie, who's joining us, truly out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. And she sends blessings to us. Thank you, Minister Denise, so much for sharing that. It's so important that you can, I like to see your response, so I will make sure I give you that shout out. Because Minister Denise, as I was sharing, she said, yes, sir, on on where we need to move forward in our love language as well as our characteristics and traits. She said how very important it is because she understands that we have to understand it ourselves. And Jackie said amen. Jacqueline said amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us because that's what it's all about. The next thing I want to focus on is identifying red flags. See, the title is relationship. When do you know that your mate is the right one? You have to identify and not turn a blind eye to red flags. But you got to be able to identify. See, you have to truly understand this. And I'm going to run down a list of them. It's going to be a laundry list. And see if it touches you, one of them touches you. A red flag can be identified as not trusting your gut. You call that intuition? It's going to be, wait a minute, something ain't right here. Let me back up a little bit. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. The person is inconsistent. Inconsistency. Non-committal. He's not ready to commit. She's not ready to commit. There are people that not in line with that trait of they're not ready to give because they may have one foot in and another foot out. Be able to identify that person that's inconsistent. That's a red flag. If you got to remind that person to go back where they started, because the truth of the matter, as we always say in our relationship, date to marry and marry to date. You're going to keep on working at it. God expects you to put the work in. So don't start off being consistent about making those calls, sending those texts, buying those flowers, buying that jewelry, buying the thing, giving all those gifts. And all of a sudden, once the person have made a commitment to be with you, you stop doing it. Be very careful. The next thing is ghosting. When the person disappears, you know, it's so amazing. I listen to these shows, and it talks about these guys here. You know, they started dating. It wasn't honest. And during the holiday, pretty much in the holiday, why, you know, when you're lonely at Christmas, you know, why are you so lonely? And you have someone you call the right one, but you don't see them till the day after Christmas, a day before Christmas. Something is not right there. They engross you because they have other obligations. Boredom. Some people can bore you to death. Truly, let's think about them. And a red flag is somebody want to play house. They want the wifey thing or the husband thing before they put the ring on it. Put the ring on it. If you want it, if that person is the right one, be willing to make that commitment. That's a commitment. You may ask yourself also, what are red flags to look out for? I just gave you some red flags, how you can identify. Let me give you some things that you can look out for. People that frequently lie all the time. They ain't willing to tell the truth. They're constant put down. They're constantly putting you down. You expecting encouragement. You're expecting somebody to lift you up. But you know what's happening? They're putting you down. They're truly putting you down. That's what you should be looking for. The next one is a unwillingness to compromise. Have you been around somebody that want to be right all the time? That's not a good sign. We're talking about compromise as being a trait and a characteristic of a healthy relationship. Why would you stay with somebody who's not willing to compromise? A tendency to run away from difficult discussion. Have you had someone in your life like that? They don't want to have that difficult discussion. and hard conversation, because you'll find them out and they don't want to be found out. Controlling behavior. Somebody want to control you. This is what your red flags look like. And excessive jealousy. Come on, man. The next one is a lack of healthy, open communication. Got to be open with your conversation. Have effective communication and obsession with social media. You always on, that means either you boring them to the point they got to find something else to be on because you're not talking about anything. That's a red flag. Some don't want to accept it, but that's a red flag. You can put your phone down if that person is the right one. Bad relationships with friends and family. They can't get along with your friends. They can't get along with your family members. That's a red flag. Extreme emotional reaction. They get blown out of it with loud voice screaming and hollering and just going off. Those are red flags. They're not the right one. I'm giving you a list of them, and you can identify which one you have been around and you can relate to. Alcohol and substance abuse. Person constantly drinking. Can't control their drinking. It has to be addressed. You have to look at it. I want to give a shout out to Tasima Jackson, who's joining us. Thank you, Tasima, for taking time to join us. It's truly a blessing to have you on hand joining us as we talk about relationships. When do you know that your mate is the right one? Also, we'll give a shout out to Christopher Bennett, 683, join us, member of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. He's our financial secretary. Thank you, Brother Bennett. Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett. Thank you, brother, so much. Now we'll talk about red flags. We'll talk about truly identifying those red flags, what they look like. Talk about the five love language and healthy characteristics and traits. The last thing we're going to talk about, exactly what our title is. When do you know your mate is the right one? I'm going to give you a list, and then we're going to sign off because we have about 10 minutes because I want to give everybody a shout out again that is joining us. You know when you have the right one because this is personal. Effective communication is transparent all the time. They're willing to listen before they speak. Effective communication. Listen first, speak second. Consistency is a priority. Consistency is a priority. Minister Denise Stephanie would type in there, amen. I know she will. Because that's one of her things, her pet peeves she's going to talk about. Consistency. You need to be consistent. Either you're going to be all in or you're going to be all out. Make your mind up. Consistency is a priority of your mates towards you. Consistent hanging with the fella, he's showing consistent, but he's showing it with you. We're talking about the right one for you. So it got to be towards you. Your inner self connects. Remember I said that from the beginning. You know you have the right one when your inner self connects. And just to go back to some of those people who just joined us, your inner self includes your heart and your soul. That's your inner self. You love yourself because you love what's inside of you. You love yourself because you're able to take care of yourself so you can look at and see the reflection that you enjoy looking at. Your inner self, that person, the right one, they connect. That's all about, we talk about the healthy characteristics and traits. Connection was the one. truly, truly ties in to this one. The inner self connect. Next one is dating someone who is happy with their life. Come on, I'm going to start right there, then I'm going to share a little bit more. Dating somebody who's happy with their life. If you with somebody that are miserable, first of all, they hadn't healed from the previous situation. And the healing processes don't have a time frame on because you're working on your inner self so you can function at the highest level with that next person. When you're dating someone who is happy with their life, means they can be happy for you. See, that's the thing we got to remember. They can be happy for you. You get a promotion, they there. They're not getting upset. You work on another degree and get it, they there. You get a, you make a career job change and you move to lateral, you move up, they there. You have to be supported. They have to be encouraging. That's all about the Love Cafe. The E is encouraging. Being supported. That's what it's all about. So that happens for you along a side of you. They with you. They willing to walk in there and smile. This is the right one. That's the person I love, and that person loves me. We're in love with each other, and we're going to do everything to support each other. We're going to encourage each other. That person also has to be what we call that first responder. I'm going to talk about that a little later down there. The next thing, they don't want to change you. If you have a relationship and someone is trying to change you, let me tell you, you got your hands full. Because you can't change anybody. People have to change themselves. I've been there. I know that. In a relationship in the early 2010, and trying to change that person. If you keep showing them the good things, show them what's right, they'll come along. But you know what? They got to be willing. Because they're already not stable on that point anyway, and they're easily to fall off instead of falling in the direction you have. They fit into your life. If the person you are saying is the right one, do they fit in your life? Do they fit in your life? Ask yourself that. They listen to you. Effective communication. And not every time you say something, they ain't cutting you off. They listen to you. They understand that they need to comfort you when you're sad. You're not feeling good. You have to be able to comfort them. That man or that lady. You have to make sure. They're the first responders. The right one will know things going on that ain't going right. So they'll be like, what's going on? You have to share it with them. You got to trust and believe in them that they're going to be there. But if they show to that they're supportive of you and they encourage you, you'll share with them. And they'll surprise you, the first, just like a first responder. Always keep that in mind. And last but not least, they have boundaries. We all have to set boundaries in a relationship. That's how you know you got the right one. And they're going to share those boundaries with you. Truly, truly, you have to keep that in mind. See, God has blessed us one more time. And those individuals that was joining us on the Instagram, Zeta Phi Sigma, is you have an hour on it, and we're getting ready to close this out. We've been blessed, truly blessed. So ask yourself, in your relationship, whether it's your marriage, your dating, your friendship, whatever it may be, when do you know that your mate is the right one? When do you know that your partner is the right one? When do you know that your friend could be the right one? Right, touching bases, all those things shared tonight. It's been awesome. Want to give a shout out at several people like that flashed off on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenball. That's Chris Bennett, 638, the incredible underscore 32. We also have a list of individuals. We have Jacqueline Davidson. Thank you so much. Tasima Jackson. Thank you so much. Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. We're being blessed to have her present tonight. Thank you so much. We have Miss Bush EDS. She's joining us. Also, we have Dr. Alicia Edwards joining us. Thank you so much. We want to give a shout out truly to the Vice President of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, as Brother Anthony Tony Touchdown Stallworth. But last but not least, Tiffany Davis, who will be coming up with a birthday in the 20s of the month. I didn't say the 20th date, in the 20s of the month. We're going to say happy 29 plus 7 that you're coming up on. God is good. It's been awesome. Thank you so much for having the opportunity to come before you on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. We're so glad to have that opportunity. And I want to share a couple of things. We want to definitely offer our prayers to the people of Ukraine. And we can continue to pray for them. Pray for their families that may not be in Ukraine. We ask you to just continue to be supported. Helpful if you can in any way, do that. Let's not forget that the pandemic is still in the play, even though a lot of the ordinance and the protocol has become lax. Still protect yourself. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag it's a mindset that you can find the right one, because you make your mind up. I'm going to do whatever it takes that needs for me to be successful, so God will bless me with the right one. Truly, truly, that was my thinking. God bless me. Give your family members a hug. Tell them you love them. And as we close tonight's episode on the Dr. Lowe Show, I want you truly, truly to keep this in mind, because this is how I feel. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you next week on Monday. We're going to make it do what it do. Good night, everybody.